Marco.
Here we go.
The car is packed in the shape of a plane.
Or a bicycle, or we can just walk it up.
Well, let's walk. Right. Maybe a train would be nice. I don't know. We've not taken the train to RSA conference yet.
You know, the what we used to get there is not important. Is that we are on our way, you know, on some kind of a road in the air, or you know, in the countryside or in the desert. Doesn't matter. We're getting there, and what we do when we get there,
that's the fun part.
We chat.
That's right. That's right. Somewhere along the way, we have a journey, a chats on what we used to call the road, but chats on the road to RSA conference. And we're continuing this journey with a good friend who's been on the show before and does amazing things with and for the community, including presenting and engaging with the community at RSA conference. And I'm thrilled to have her on the show as part of our coverage for RSA conference. Jessica, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. So it's really, truly great to see you both again. So
Yeah,
it's been a while for sure. So exciting.
Yeah.
We want to know what's been going on since the last time that we talked to you, which maybe even too long. How about what's going on since the last conference that you were at? The RSA conference.
Yeah. It's been a busy time. You know, I'm focused on right now continuing to do the work of supporting companies and supporting them and thinking about how they can grow their cybersecurity program. I've been working with CISOs and providing some advisory service and helping them and thinking about, particularly if they're a first-time CISO, thinking about approaching the role and also managing through some of the challenges within their business, but also having meaningful conversations with executives that are in other roles about also thinking about cybersecurity. And I'm really excited about what's to come, some things that we have on the horizon for later on this year. So possibly a course and a couple other things that I'm really excited about that will come further down the line. So it's been really, really busy, and I feel really grateful. And I just feel like it's really been a meaningful time, and there's been a lot of meaningful conversations around the CISO role itself, but also how to continue to increase, I want to say, kind of just confidence in what it means to take on the CISO role today.
And I'm going to take a detour. Thanks for all of that. You said something there that I want to understand a little bit more. So you said talking to people in the role and then talking to others in the organization. I think something along those lines. Is it others in the organization that want to be in the role or want to better collaborate with people in that role?
It's people in the organization that want to better understand cybersecurity and particularly how it relates to them in their role. So part of it really is also about helping them to also feel more confident about what it means, how cybersecurity impacts their role, and how they can also better support cybersecurity. So I would say you can look at it almost two ways. You could look at it as how can, you know, particularly me, if I'm on the side of thinking about it from building a cybersecurity program, how can I best engage executive management to better understand security and how it impacts them in a way where they can truly receive it and in a way where they feel engaged and they feel they can see the program in a different way in terms of value and also how they see their role in it. I think that that's one of the key things that I think is absolutely critical, because I think for more mature organizations, particularly organizations that have strong governance and they've had the role in their organization for a number of years, it's a different type of conversation than when you have an organization that has only had maybe one or two CISOs and they're still trying to figure it out. One of the things the CTO said to me quite a few times last fall is the CISO role is such a nebulous role. Such a nebulous role. I can't really understand it. And, you know, and so, and that person is not the only one. And so as much as I do talk about the CISO role itself and also helping, my focus is to really alleviate the challenges that security leaders themselves have about the CISO role. One of the things that I've learned in this journey is the importance of also having a conversation with senior management so that they can better understand the CISO role too, and that they can be a true ally for the role and for the cybersecurity program.
Is it more or less nebulous nowadays?
Yes.
I feel that it is, you know, I think that it is less nebulous, but I think for those that have really not been engaged with or have been around the role itself or have had the role in their organization, particularly for maybe people that lead that area, if they're CTOs or CIOs or COOs, and they've kind of had someone within your organization that has been responsible for security, but not a CISO themselves, then I think that it can be very nebulous, because now the thing is you have someone who, depending on the industry that you're in, now has a responsibility to report to senior management, you know, outside of just them, just that particular role. You have someone who is responsible to reporting to the board in some cases. You have someone who is taking on responsibility that can be quite challenging for someone, particularly if they don't fully understand the responsibility themselves. And so as much as we spend learning in the organization or in the industry around this work, it's so important to ensure that partners that are there working along beside us have their own set of kind of continuous learning around this as well. And I think that that's, you know, really part of the changing nature of the CISO role. It's not even, I think it's one conversation to talk about a lot of the challenges that people talk about most, which is the regulatory piece, particularly the SEC and what we've seen there over the past couple of years. But for me, it's really the conversation with executive management, because the executive management really, I think, can really make the CISO role a comfortable place to be in an organization or a very uncomfortable place to be for an organization, simply based off their own level of knowledge and how to work with a CISO. So the more we can engage senior management as well to be able to feel more comfortable with the role and to just allow a CISO to do what they're there to do, I think in many cases it can be a much better experience for CISOs overall.
It's less nebulous, but it's not a walk under a sunny sky either.
Well, what it says to me is that, and I don't know, we're kind of off on a little tangent here, but I love it, because the role was nebulous. I think continues to be a little bit as well. But with that is a ton of ambiguity, right? So you can't pin down somebody there's a lot of freedom as a CISO to do what you think is right, and then a lot of trust in the organization to say, I hope they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So my question then is, with less, I don't know what the right word is for, with it being less nebulous, does that kind of frame the role in a way that maybe gives the CISO a little less freedom to navigate some of these uncharted waters, which the threats continue to be somewhat nebulous, and certainly the regulations continue to be nebulous, and technologies continue to be nebulous. So I don't know, do these frames kind of, I'll say pigeonhole is a word I was thinking earlier as you were talking. Does a pigeonhole the role to be less fluid, do you think?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think to your point of a lot of freedom, I do think that there is a lot of room for freedom and creativity, actually, in the CISO role. That's part of what I love about it, is that there is a lot of room to be able to do what's needed in order to be able to create what's needed in the organization. But I do think that that it does also take a lot of, I think the points that you're bringing up, particularly around the threats that are coming in, I think it does take a particular attunement into those threats. So ensuring that there's a strong risk process in the organization, that there are strong processes around incident management and understanding also vulnerability management, and being able to really understand what's happening in the organization. And I think it's being able to understand how what's going on in one organization versus maybe another organization that someone has had experience in, and really being able to tailor their strategy for that organization that can allow for, I would say the freedom to do what they want to do to really grow the program, I think is important. So I think some of these things can be very nebulous. And to your point, yes, I think without a doubt, there's a lot of ambiguity. And I think that, but I also think that that's one of these, that's part of the challenging role of being a CISO is managing through all of that. And I think that, you know, it's in the management of that, that, you know, where it can be extremely challenging, but I think the other side of the coin is it can also be, it can also create a lot of freedom. So I do think that there is a balance. And I think the challenge is managing that balance, which can be very, very hard. And that actually goes into the talk that I gave last year at RSA was really about the CISO role itself. How do we manage the fear? How do we manage what it means to take on this responsibility and navigate through the ambiguity that's there, and all of these things that can feel very nebulous? And what does it mean to also be able to stand in accountability or responsibility, self-responsibility in managing that, how we show up and how we hold our own selves, what I call responsible versus how others may try to hold us accountable, and also how we know ourselves, you know, where do we know where we are innately strong, where we maybe have innate gifts that we are bringing to the program, but where are also our growing edges where we're not so strong, and how are we balancing that out in the organization through the partnerships that we develop, and also through the partnerships we create in the industry and the team that we build. And so I think that's in some cases for a CISO where art, the art comes in versus the science to really be able to move forward to and create success in their role.
It's really cool. So last year was one of the top rated sessions at RSA conference. So congratulations to that.
Yes, thank you.
Obviously, all our friends there called you back because they enjoy successful conversation. So how do you approach it differently this year? I know you have a co-presenter, one friend of yours is going to be on stage, and what can people expect? Let's say it's not a replay of last year. So if I saw last year, can I come back and I see something different?
Absolutely. And yes, you will see something different. Last year, everything happened really quickly in terms of how I applied, because I just, I saw that through the emails that the registration was coming to an end. And when I went to, I the thought hadn't really even occurred to me to do it, but then something inside of me just said, you know, go ahead and apply and to talk about the CISO role, because I did feel that, you know, there was so much energy around the fear around just being in the role, and we need really great people in this role. So I thought that it just seemed like there was kind of this calling to just talk about the role. And that's exactly what that conversation was. It was interesting to me to get into discussion with people afterwards, and they're like, "Oh, you're talking about leadership, and you're talking about, you know," someone said to me, "You're talking about politics, handling politics in the organization." And I was like, "Really? That's what you took away?" And I just thought that was really interesting. But I loved it, and in some ways, that's true. I wasn't thinking about it in that way, but it was very, very true in many cases. This conversation is about the cybersecurity program itself, not necessarily just about the CISO role. So what are those core elements that go into a successful cybersecurity program that is extremely important, and that no matter what, you want to make sure that you're thinking about from a couple of different perspectives? And so myself and Daniel Gorecki, who's going to be my partner in this presentation, we're going to talk a bit about that. And so we'll both be sharing from our lens as CISOs, and to really kind of give context, and also to share that every program is a bit different. I mean, obviously we create our strategies based off the risk assessment. So it's being able to bring in some contrast to be able to show, okay, if this is something that's going to, you know, if something's going to be a priority for you and within your program, this is a way to think about it and a way to approach it.
And is the goal, so I know I'm looking at the description you posted on LinkedIn, which we'll include the link to this in the show notes, but so you're going to discuss the top three skills for CISOs to advance their program, advance and grow the program, but also what it means to be successful in the role as it relates to the program. And it's under the context of being a fearless CISO. So I'm wondering, what about the fear are you going to connect such that you can present those things? How do we get rid of the fear? Do we embrace the fear? What kind of make that connection for me?
Yeah, you know, I think I think we've all been in situations, and I think both in work and in life, where we've probably been like, oh my gosh, you know, there is this fear that's welling up. And I think I'm thinking of a first time parent, maybe when they finally see their child for the first time, you know, I have not had that experience because I'm not a parent, but I can imagine that that's just completely overwhelming. And I've heard people talk about that. And when you think about it from a work perspective, I think no matter kind of what your role is, you know, being a leader, we know has its challenges and it can be really hard, right? It's that thought of it could be extremely lonely situation when you're kind of at the top or the boss. And there's, when you're a CISO, I think that can be very much, I think it can be enhanced and elevated because you're constantly really advocating for the program. And you're advocating for what's needed. And a lot of times that can go against the business, even though you're always supporting the business, it can go against some business interests. And so it's constantly a bit of a challenge. And so there's no doubt at times, I think, just to speak your truth, just to be able to do what you're actually required to do for the role can bring up fear. And I've talked to CISOs about this, where they're just basically trying to do the basic aspects of their job, and you know, they're just sitting there and they're kind of shaking. And I know that because I've had that experience as well. I've gone into meetings where I've been shaking and I've just had to kind of calm down. And so I've had to develop ways for myself to be able to manage my own self going into a meeting. And but at the end of the day, you know, when you're constantly facing fear every day through conversations, through advocating for yourself and through the program, you know, that it's through that process where I think you do start to be able to build a great program. I think sometimes where CISOs back away from that, you know, maybe courage isn't as strong, or something happens that causes someone to step back and maybe not state the thing that they wanted to say or that was coming to them to say. I think that's sometimes where challenges can start. So because, you know, when you, you know, I think that it's really important to always be an advocate for the cybersecurity program, you know, that we're always there advocating for the program itself, and that we always kind of have to have that front and center, despite some of the challenges that come up within an organization. So, but how do we do that? And so we'll talk a bit about that. But yeah, managing that fear and embracing that fear, to your point, is absolutely key. And there are multiple different ways to do this. I think one of the key things is, you know, which I do, you know, kind of say is it is, I do think it's part of the role. And I think I have heard a couple of people when they're speaking say they haven't experienced it. And I think that's fine. But I think that people have a wide spectrum of ways that they experience the CISO role. And I think that for those that do experience it, and I think every role is different, so I think part of it could be they just haven't experienced it yet. But for those who have experienced it, it can be quite overwhelming. So, but that can't paralyze you from stopping and not doing what you actually need to do to be able to move the program forward. So, what are those personal risks that you're going to take to push a program forward or to challenge senior management on why something should happen, and what are things to think about if you're doing that? And so we'll talk a bit about that. And why, no matter what, there are certain areas they kind of have to be able to push forward on to be able to have a successful program. Some of these things may feel like, yeah, well, we know these things, but in some cases it's, well, and when you're in it, if you're in it and you, it can feel almost like it's easier and safer to back away than to continue to push forward. And so the key thing is to remember to keep pushing forward.
Yeah. I heard two magic words there, Marco. I'll let you go. I heard paralyzed and stop. I was half expecting to hear those words, because personally paralyzed, which then impacts and perhaps even stops the program.
Well, after you brought us down with that, I was going to bring us up, because I want to mention the theme of the conference this year, as this is one of the first conversations that we have on our chats on the road, and this year is the art of possible. And so I'm announcing to Sean that a tradition this year will be to ask to all our guests how do you interpret this theme, the art of possible? What does it mean to you? And everybody, I'm hoping, is going to have a different answer, but it's your turn to get it started.
Yeah, you know, when I think about what's the art of possible, the first thing that comes to me is creativity and creating something new, being able to create something that that maybe hasn't been done before in a particular way. And for me, that is kind of how I see these series of talks. And I think part of that is because the narrative of my own story and how I came into the CISO role is very different. And so how I approach thinking about this is different. And I think, and I do think that I tend to take risks and I look at risks differently, particularly interpersonally, because I work as a consulting CISO, not as an FTE. So the way that I think about the role is different. And so when I think about the art of possibility, I think about what it means and what it can be and how wonderful it could be if more people saw this role from that perspective and felt that sometimes the fear that they have when they're sometimes in the role, or even just sometimes the dissatisfaction when they have, how that can be viewed from a different perspective just by looking at it differently. And that's really part of the intention, and really a huge intention for why I really feel the need to follow the call of speaking on this topic. And I think that that's an important perspective to be able to not just have, but to share with others.
Nice one. Transforming fear into possibility, potential. Exactly. Yeah. Nice one. Nice one. Well, Jessica, it's always a pleasure. Marco, did you want to say something? No. All right.
No, I'm good with this.
I know.
Great answer. Thank you.
Well, this is... I'm excited to hear that it was yet another top-rated session. It's now you're in the role of Fearless CISO. It's on 6th of May, 2020. It's part of the Professional Development Personal Management track. And you and Daniel are going to rock it. No question. Yes. And then hopefully we'll see you physically on location in San Francisco. Marco and I will be there. We'll be in the broadcast dolly. We'll be chatting with friends, making new friends, and capturing as many stories as we can. And we're thrilled to capture yours and share it with our audience. And hopefully they'll join you there for your session.
Yeah.
And follow us on our ongoing journey as we continue our chats on the way, to RSA conference. Part of our on location coverage with Sean and Marco. Lots of stuff going on, and we appreciate you, Jessica, all that you do, and wish you great success with your session.
Likewise, thank you so much. Yep, wishing you great chats and conversations on the way to RSA. Thank you so much for having me on. This has been a lot of fun.
Yep,
absolutely.
We'll see you there, and hopefully we'll see a lot of you people. And if you're not going to RSA conference, we'll bring you there anyway.
That's right.
Video.
Hop in the trunk.
Yep.
Maybe on the trunk. On the roof?
Tune in the radio.
The rack. The bike rack. You're welcome.
Whatever. On the trailer. Whatever. See you, everybody.
It's an autonomous car, so. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you on the next one. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.